You've heard the cliche about being a big fish in a little pond. Well, Zippy knows a lot about fishes of all sizes, and the pond he's fishing in, it seems to be getting bigger all the time. Well, search for that big fish on today's American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. These boots are the ones I wear on our farm. In fact, you may have seen me posting pictures online for over a year now, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. I put these boots to the test myself and can tell you, they are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Zippy Dahl has lived around this lake for all of his life.
It's a lake that was dug by the glaciers way back when, so it's a natural lake.
He's speaking of Devil's Lake in the state of North Dakota.
When I graduated from high school in 1986, we were about a 50,000-acre lake. In 91, 92, it started raining and started snowing, and we've seen about a 34-foot vertical rise from then till 2011, which was our kind of all-time high.
The expanding lake has had its pluses and minuses.
It's been a real fun lake because it's been changing all the time, and you know, our lake quadrupled in size. There's been a lot of heartache with it, a lot of lost farmland. There's over 500 cabins and lake homes that had to be moved off the lake.
In fact, about 1 foot of water elevation lost or gained can change the size of this lake by about 10,000 acres. This larger lake has changed the fish cycle here.
Back when the lake was small, the natural reproduction really wasn't happening very good because the salinity levels, and that's been one huge benefit. All this new water, it diluted that way down, freshened our water up, and the natural reproduction has just skyrocketed.
But Zippy does say there was one thing about a smaller lake that was helpful for fishing.
It was probably an easier lake to fish because it was a lot more flies in the jar with a smaller jar, right?
But the fish have caught up, and this lake is quite an attraction for fishermen and others alike. What can you expect to catch? It's next time as we travel the countryside in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.